But then I applied for summer training a couple times, and they were letting it go to majors, lieutenant colonels, and colonels then. And I was the first lieutenant.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, shoot, this is for the birds, so I didn't even try for that anymore. And by 1952, of course, I hadn't flown for 6 years.
Yeah.
And they gave me a reclassification. I was in England in B-24s, do those.
Yeah.
And I hated the airplane. And I came back and went to instructor school, and I instructed in twin-engine B-25s. I loved it. But when they reclassified me, this was a four-engine base, so they reactivated my four-engine status. And I hated that, too. So I saw they had me where the hair was short all the way around.
Yeah.
I figured it was time to make them let go.
Yeah. You did the right thing.
Well, shoot. If there'd been some sort of compensation, even if they just let me fly regularly and hadn't wasted my time, that would have been enough. I didn't ask anything from them. But they wanted me to give, and they weren't willing to do anything but take. So I thought, the heck with this.
Yeah.
I got shot once. I figured that was enough. Mm-hmm. Oh, let's see. Diseases and afflictions here. When your joints get stiff, swell up.
If they get stiff, hurt, swell up, we got a name for that disease. Call it arthritis.
Uh-huh. What'd you call that 40 years ago?
Rheumatism.
Same thing, huh? Was that disease ever...
We got a doctor here that specializes in that arthritis. Because he had it. Mm. But we don't have no doctor for just straight rheumatism. They don't think there is any rheumatism anymore. It's arthritis.
Specialized, no.
Arthritis or neuritis.
Uh-huh. Did the children around here ever have that disease where a membrane formed in the throat?
Not very bad, but just have a sore throat and cough, croupy.
No, this is worse than that.
Would strep throat be worse?
This is worse than that. Diphtheria?
Yeah. That's right. That's dangerous too.
I guess
of course they can handle that now better than they could 30 years ago.
Yeah, give a little kid shots.
Yeah.
Pretty good. I guess sometimes there are epidemics of that, or there used to be.
Yeah, I believe there was. I sure do.
Did your children ever have that? What did you say that was?
Diphtheria?
Huh?
Dangerous.
And that's the one with the membrane.
Yeah, diphtheria.
How about that one where the...
We had three grandchildren out here, two boys and a girl. The girl was just a baby, yearly. And the boys was taking those polio shots. About the time they was giving those shots, why, they got up a diphtheria scare, you see. And they take the little girl and give her the diphtheria shots and the boys the polio shots. Thinking just in a little while they'd take her and have her give her the polio shots when they waited too long. She's 4 years old now. Can't walk a step only with braces on.
Oh, the poor little pup.
That's right.
Well, we were in Michigan when the vaccine came out. We were right in Ann Arbor. We got our oldest girl on the test program.
It's quite a new thing, you see, 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Quite a few people had a doubt about it. Didn't believe in it too much.
We didn't have any doubt. I was with my cousin when he got it.
Yeah.
We'd gone up on a fishing trip.